should have said the mic is hot. It's been so long, eh? The mic is hot. Okay, no, sorry. All
right, that's it. That's good. I was about to burp, man.
I can hear it. I can hear it bubbling. You have
to just. I was like, what a time for that to fucking happen.
So it's back again in this bitch.
Guess who's back? Yo, I had that song in my head today. I was like, two trailer park girls go around the outside.
Come on, y'all know the guess who's back. Back again. Villains back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back? 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 Okay, that's enough. Chilling with Villains, the podcast. I'm your host, Gary the Villain in the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
And the think tank in the house.
Hello.
Just filming.
What up?
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
And special shout outs, of course, to Khadija.R on Instagram, to Reams on the Keys on SoundCloud.com on Instagram. Check out PM, this new EP that came out 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, oh.
Burn.
Yeah, serious. Serious. Jess, it's your first one back.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Good. Sore. We're good.
Yeah, hey. Like all the ice outside and shit.
I was so sure I was gonna make it through this year, no falls. Yep.
Ice road conditions is terrible in Montreal, man.
To bring a pair of skates when I ever freaking walk anywhere.
You know what I mean?
Walk on the streets and then the drivers look at you like you're the asshole. Like, bitch, how did you get to your car? Where did you park your car? Did you not see what the sidewalks look like?
You see, a dude has got a ticket for that.
What?
Walking on the street because like the sidewalks are too icy.
Try me. That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking
cops guy. Dirty.
Ticket guy. He's going to obviously contest it.
For sure. He's like, I wanted to watch you fall, okay?
You know what I mean? Jerk this shit. But that's because all the sewers is blocked up from the ice. So this caused more ice.
Oh, did you visit?
Everywhere ice.
Did you visit Lake Smith?
Lake Smith? Yeah, I heard of Lake Smith.
It's like a corner of my house, guy.
Yeah, yeah. Great Lake Smith.
Great Lake Smith guy, I'm telling you.
You know what I mean?
This, like, they worked on this corner for fucking, like, 20 years. And they haven't done fuck all. You know what I'm saying?
Remember what I told
fuck.
You?
Fuck. I don't know, the enforcer. Anytime, like, Nick is overbearing with the sound.
Well, no, because he's not even letting him finish.
Okay, all right, calm down. See, you're going to see you want to rile her up. We have human resources, eh? I don't have to take this abuse.
George will take my
George. Side. George from human resources.
I thought she's like, George will take my abuse. That's
you know what I mean? Personal punching bag. You just
said, George? George? No.
What'd you say to me, bitch?
Man.
I'm telling you, like, it's everywhere, though. Every corner has a lake.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
Or a skating rink.
Yeah.
Depending on the time of day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if it's not a skating rink, it's a lake.
Like, it's over the sidewalk.
It's everything you need, you know? It's just, you can skate, swim, it's like a spa.
Fuck that.
It's fucking awesome, right?
Some dirty water.
Some dirty spa. Dirty outdoor spa, man.
It's not even yellow anymore.
You know? It's like great. With all the sand rocks. That they use for grip that does nothing. You know those fucking gravel they be putting all over the sidewalks? Fucking bullshit. It does nothing. People still slipping and busting their asses despite that shit. Exactly.
Telling you, man. Takes forever to get to my apartment.
Yeah, you gotta pace yourself now.
Yeah, you gotta pace yourself for real. What is this, drinking?
He's just always drunk.
Like, it's like, yo, I'm like,
I'm sober.
I'm doing the hammer to my house, you know, like, oh. Oh,
the typewriter dance?
You know, yeah, like fucking, you might be wearing baggy pants and shit. Like, but no, I call them balloon pants.
Balloon pants. Were they even made? What were they made of? Like,
parachute pants?
Nylon or?
I love cotton.
Like 90% of all
clothes. She like, didn't even know. She see there's like cotton.
Silk Fabergé?
Fabergé?
Like,
silk
Egyptian
Fabergé.
Cotton.
Egyptian cotton. Yo, that took some expensive 1800
thread counts. Hammer pens.
Egyptian cotton, some fucking expensive shit.
Polyester mixed with a little bit of fucking acrylic.
Probably. Yeah, probably. You know, nylon. Nylon. What?
Nylon.
It was, what, the 80s? So definitely.
$30 a pair. 1984 to 1985.
That's not bad.
$30 back then?
Back the wall.
$30
yeah,
is a lot.
That's not, that's, yeah, that's a little much.
You could feed your family for like a week.
Yo, so true.
Man, things you could do with like $10. Remember that? Back in the day as kids, like, yo, run around, you got $10? Yeah, damn, you rich, huh?
$5, you felt like that.
You know what I mean? So y'all split it with you.
I remember when we were young adults, $20 lasted us the whole night.
Mm-hmm.
Now $20 only lasts 10 seconds.
$20, that was one meal.
Yeah. Now it's one meal,
half
for real.
Meal, yeah. Half a meal?
Probably, yeah.
If,
in some
maybe
cases.
Maybe if you're buying like one meal, but if you're making like a meal for like multiple
making?
Meals.
Yeah. Paying more than that. Even if you're going to a grocery store. Like,
ridiculous. $20 won't even get you like the essentials. Milk, bread, eggs.
Even that, like now the
fucking, probably why they closed down Couche-Tard.
Couche-Tard where?
They're closing down Couche-Tards.
They're closing them down?
Really?
Yeah. They already closed the one on LaPierre and Newman.
No, they're renovating.
Yeah, for it to turn it into an A&W.
Wow.
That's really? Crazy.
Yeah, so and like you know Jean Brion and Shevchenko?
Yeah.
They closed that gas station and it was built. So you know the one right behind Eric's house? The Couche-Tard, the gas station.
Okay, that got taken down.
Yeah, that got taken, but it got turned into a Mont Cachet. You know, like Mont Cachet gas stores with the gas station with
Mont
it.
Mont Cachet, that's a scratchy ticket.
No, sorry, Mont. It's M O T S C A I S S E. It's like it's a red sign. You remember? It was like that. I think on Newman and Shevchenko. They had they had one like that. Yeah, sorry, not Mont Cachet or something like that. I know I'm really terrible.
Whatever the case
French.
May be, they
already it took them, it took down it took them maybe two or three like a month at least to finish everything on that. They just like did it so quickly.
But it's not the only spot.
No, all the Couche-Tards are supposedly
not just Couche-Tard. I mean, like everywhere in LaSalle, is something's being torn down or closed down or. It's not around no more.
No, but Couche-Tard is
Newman Plaza?
No, Angrignon. Even Angrignon is like bootleg. The fucking Best Buy there has no displays. The displays that they do have are busted.
Yeah, true say.
Nobody's there to help you. And,
you know,
like,
weren't they supposed to go bankrupt for the longest time? Not
it
bankrupt.
Surprise me.
Well, Future Shop went bankrupt and then I think Best Buy bought them.
Yeah, but
I heard like Best Buy was supposed to be closed. Not bankrupt maybe, but they were supposed to be closed down for a while now.
That's
like,
weird, man. Just like, yo, I heard that the youth center closed down.
Yeah.
There's no more Mandarin.
Mandarin, yeah, that closed.
Mandarin gone.
Yeah. Dude, the funniest is that I got a friend, she's working at the Dollarama, and she said all the rats that were at the Mandarin are coming through into the dollar store.
Oh my god.
Wow.
I'm excited to be going there anytime soon.
Damn, man.
I
love the General Tao there.
I don't know, man. That food
Are
gave
you
me
sure
some serious.
I'm wondering.
You know.
The General Splinter.
I don't know.
General Splinter.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah.
Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
Fuck it.
Jeez.
The chefs in the back were called the Rat Pack.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Mad roasting now. This is a story around no the place ain't around no more roasting.
No, she's so funny though. She's like, yo, I was just working at the cash and I just seen like three rats and two baby rats. Just.
That's what happens whenever there's like construction or something like that. The rats. What? What's going on? Well,
that place was mad dirty, I heard though. Mandarin.
Oh, just like.
They were
a lot
mad dirty, man. Yeah, like the Green Stop in Villamard.
Woo!
That place is dirty.
Woo!
I used to walk back from like Monk and stuff, like the bars, and at night I would like see them running all over the place.
Yeah.
And then that's when you're like, okay.
The worst is like I moved fucking.
Yeah.
It's not like one or two. Though.
It's not like one or two at all.
You spot 10 in like less than 5 minutes. You're like, okay.
No, this is serious business. Never going in there again.
It's a problem. Because
you see them come out the holes at the side of the walls, dude. Like
fucking roaches style.
Mm.
Yeah, Green Stop is gross, dude.
Dutty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Gomelo's too on Airly.
Gone. Is it still there?
I think it's still there, yeah. Ooh. You know what keeps them in business? Their Lotto Quebec machines.
Yeah, that's how you do it. That's how you do it in Quebec. Guy. You want to keep your business afloat? Get a Lotto machine.
They're like the mob.
Like? Remove the like.
Oh, okay.
They are the mob.
Exactly.
French mob.
Exactly. You see, they don't want body cams? Thing
as French mob, but...
You see, the cops don't want body cams? You heard about that shit?
Yes.
Such a crock of shit.
It's like why? Why? Because, you know...
I don't want a drug test. Why would I want a drug test? Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who wants most to comply definitely. To something like that?
Corruption.
I don't comply.
I do not comply.
No, yo, they can't say that.
I wish I knew multiple languages when cops come up to me. I'd be like, "Qué?" And I'll do every what in every language except English and French.
You're like that dude from The Mummy. You just start running down religions. Guy like, hey, what? I start going to different languages.
Talk Gaelic and shit. I talk Gaelic and shit. Talk some Swedish shit to them. They'll be like, what? Not the Nugent.
Nine to Nugent.
Yeah, I swear, if you're lucky, you're going to catch the one cop that's like,
you my brother.
Then the English comes out of, oh shit.
That's, oh shit.
No, I just know one word. Hi. No.
Da.
Da.
That's yes.
Every race in the world looking at our show.
They're writing stuff down. Okay, do you say it like this?
Sensitivity.
Yeah, I mean.
These bubble kids, I can't.
My goodness.
I love this term, bubble kids.
It's true, though. the bubble Non-GMO.
Bubble kids, and then you got the free range kids, and you got these kids.
It's free range.
Turkey.
Yeah, there's too many of them.
That's the most absurd term ever. Free range children.
What the fuck is free range?
Free range. I'm sure. Annie, what's free a free range? Free range
children are children who don't go to school. They're homeschooled, but they're not really homeschooled. They do whatever the hell they want. Because the parents feel that they are already constricted enough by society, so they are able to freely range their abilities and potentials.
Hey, meth heads.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or cult members.
There's actually a whole book on free range kids. Exactly.
They're usually part of cults. Usually those kids, like those free range kids,
you get all the bowl haircuts.
Yeah, they think society's against them or something like that.
And they all have like.
Well, it's probably because you don't take a shower.
This is Cletus and Cletus Junior. It's like, but wait, they're brothers. What?
It's probably because they don't take a shower. I don't believe in showering.
No, they all use the same bathwater.
Wow.
They all bathe in that lake at the corner, Lake Smith.
Lake Smith. Come on down to Lake Smith.
Yo, for real.
We got canoes.
I make a living off of fucking selling soap, guy. I'm telling you.
Goat's milk.
Huh? We got goat milk.
Goat milk, man.
I like goat
cheese. Oh, don't mind it. That's Junior.
Oh my
That's
god.
Junior!
Shit.
Sheep? See, I say some wild shit. You just, with ease, just put it right out there.
Just take it off.
Oh my goodness.
Speaking of taking things off.
Taking things off.
How about the R. Kelly situation?
R. Kelly.
R. Sicko fuck.
R. Sicko.
Wow, what a name twist.
You know what I mean? No, look, that dude had problems from a long time ago. I don't know why we didn't say, yo, you gotta get something dealt with this. This guy's gotta be dealt with since when he was charged the first time and he got acquitted or got acquitted the case, the charges were dropped or some bullshit.
He got acquitted in 2008, but they had the evidence for years.
No, like the video that you see of him pissing and shit on the girl, whatever, it's like 1993.
It's a bun what anybody's testimony was. We got video.
Really far back.
Just having the video should be a crime.
That's 26 years.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That too, right? Isn't that considered child porn?
Yeah.
Why is he not in jail?
For sure he's in jail.
He's one of the biggest hemophiles ever.
But you see, that's what money does, I find. Money
he's even
that.
Went to pedophilia, but he's more of like a hemophile, you know?
Wait, what's the difference?
Hemophile is teenagers. Pedophile is like under 13, you know? Like
there's kids. Categories.
I didn't
kids.
Know that.
Did not know this.
Kids and
shit. The first one
Well, there's just names.
94.
It's not really a category. But... Well, yeah, it is a category. You're right. It is kind of like a category.
How old is the year off? It was 94.
94?
Yeah.
With Aaliyah.
Yeah.
15 years old.
They were married, guys. Yeah. How is that even possible?
He was 27, she was 15.
27?
Then 96, sued for emotional distress. Tiffany Hawkins sues R. Kelly for the personal injuries and emotional distress she suffered during a 3-year relationship. Mm-hmm. And then 2001, he got sued by an intern who was 17. Then April and May of 2002, two more court cases happened. In 2002, charged over child pornography, the star charged with 21 counts of making child pornography involving intercourse, oral sex, urination, other sexual acts.
Finally. But look how long it took.
But, so I'm saying, we're only now hearing this back into courts 10 years, 12 years later.
Only because of the documentary.
The documentary just came out about it.
Apparently, he was abused as a child as well.
Like I don't doubt that.
All over
again. I expect that, actually. Yeah,
very interesting story about that.
Usually, they're so used to that, they turn into it, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, from the more previous ones, the whole sex occult thing.
Yeah. He's a serial rapist.
But this is the thing.
That's what he is.
We're talking about, there's potentially 15 to 17-year-old victims, right? Where are the parents of these young women that end up with this guy for weeks and months and forever on end, you know, on these ranches? I
guess they have a way of hiding it.
No, but really? Even at that, it doesn't make sense. How blind do you have to be for your child to go for, like, 3, 6, 7 months?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you talk to them less and less. I mean, even if you're not, like, super close with your parents,
I agree with you totally. You have
some kind of interaction with them over time. You might not speak to them on a
I'm not saying it's all unless, the parents. I'm not saying it's all the parents.
On girls that don't have that support.
Possible. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was just about possible. To say. Yeah, I. But you're right. Like, some of them, they obviously care.
Yeah.
But some of them, they probably just don't give a flying, you know. You just let their...
So whatever, you're going to argue.
Whatever, they're on whatever. Nope. Some of them do drugs.
Yo,
some of them go
some
out.
That would probably be like, what are you doing? This is an opportunity of a lifetime. Do it. Grab it. There are probably some parents that do
probably
that.
Like that, too.
It's true. Think about it.
Even knowing the charges, too.
Yeah? They
still do that.
They're thinking about the cash, too, probably, too.
A lot of people probably do that. Like, it's sick to think, and it's, like, sad to say.
The parents like, yo, go get that money, man. Go get that money. We need that shit.
Sick, eh?
Visa.
Guy, R. Kelly was one of the biggest artists of my generation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He had how many number ones and videos and everything, you know? He had, like, he was in the clubs, like, I heard him so many different songs, it's insane.
I mean, like,
how many artists? Also, he used to write for the biggest artists, like Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
And other people. He is, I hate to say this, a genius when it comes to music. But he's also a predator.
Yeah, he's the worst kind of predator.
But you can't doubt this man's skills for music.
No.
Music. At all.
It's okay, so do you think it's possible to separate the artist from the crime?
No.
So, like, okay, so...
No,
like,
I guess...
Like, would you buy a Hitler painting?
Jesus, fuck.
No.
Like, if Hitler painted it, and it was a nice painting.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Would you...
You would buy it?
You would buy it?
I don't even have... I don't want to fucking buy Ivanka Trump's shit at Winners when it's on sale for $2, man. You fucking joking me?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I would use it to wipe
so you
ass.
Don't listen to an R. Kelly song now?
No, that's not, no. But
I've actually reached that low, and I'm like contemplating even the stuff that he's featured on.
Like I listen to. You remember, like you said, since '94.
Yeah,
I hate to tell you, like,
it's hard because some songs are like, I don't want to say like sentimental.
Well, that's like a painting.
Songs
if you
that like remind me of my grandma, right?
Yeah, they have certain attachments.
Like, but like, yo,
my
but a
painting. Knew that like R. Kelly.
For instance, if you're an art lover, if you're an art lover. Like a real big art lover, it's probably the same thing as listening to a song.
Yeah.
I mean, some people own stuff from serial killers, right?
Is it... That's what I'm saying. Can you separate what they make versus
who they are?
There's whole entire shows that were canceled because of certain people that got charged with Roseanne.
Not for nothing, but I still like Roseanne.
The Cosby Show lost their syndication.
But like,
she's a big racist.
Okay, but... Ooh. Who isn't? She's a comedian at the same time.
No, not yet. I understand the joking with the comedian, like the racist jokes and
stuff. I'm not saying she's not racist.
She's a big racist.
I'm not willing to peg her with that, but I do know that her actions that she did was super racist.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's what got her kicked off.
Yeah, for sure.
That's,
and nobody wanted to be attached to that, so that's why she had to be like, oh.
Dude, the Conners. Sure. That's what they named the show, the Conners.
But shit like that happens all the time. Like, people step out of line. Like, it's for sure not easy being in the spotlight all the time. People, like...
She has a big mouth, though.
Yeah.
She's known, like, the reporters her friend said it. She has a really
now,
big mouth.
Does this stop you from watching old episodes of Roseanne?
No.
No.
Also, despite allegations, whatever, people should still listen to R. Kelly music. People should still listen to Michael Jackson music. Despite what he's been accused. Now they're bringing back some shit. Never Neverland.
Yeah,
HBO
there's a...
Oh, bullshit.
Neverland. Yeah. I didn't even see that. I didn't even see
that. So it's like to bring up all these things and know that they have these things in their past. Can you overlook the crime?
You have a good point.
And still, be okay with what they make, you know?
That's tough, you know?
Is comedians now. It depends on what the crime is?
I don't think it's bad, because I think it's a hard thing to weigh out. That's what I'm asking the question, because it's like...
No, but I mean, if somebody got arrested, say, hypothetically speaking, Chris Brown, like, look, he got arrested for the beating of Rihanna.
Does it stop you from listening to Chris Brown music?
Definitely didn't, and it didn't... It stunted his growth in a sense, but not completely. Look at him. He's still making fucking movies. He's still making, music.
Yeah. But now, let's say he was convicted, and he did a little bit of time for the assault.
You know, he actually kept a woman, like hostage.
They said that, but it was...
No, they had video. It was on the news.
In Italy or something like that, but they have proof that it was dismissed.
Yeah, it was dismissed. I was wondering what happened.
He's suing her now for defamation of character or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, they found out that she faked it. It was a lie.
It's ringing a bell.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Him and the bodyguards,
You know what's funny is they had cameras, even helicopter cameras on that stunt or whatever that happened.
But I like the twist of the dudes that are being accused and when found innocent, if that be the case, they're innocent, if of course it comes out to be so. They do the countersuit.
For sure.
Like, right away.
I would do it if I was being sued for something that I know I did not do or I was not, to be held accountable for. I would do
For instance, I know
it weeds out the cash cows, you know what I mean? The ones that are, doing accusations for Mike. It's like, oh, no, I might get sued after this.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I've been...
I got something like that. Like, I know who really... It's a wrestler, though. He got fired for... cheating, beating his girlfriend or his wife or whatever. Enzo Amore. Okay, this guy Enzo Amore. And guess what? Wasn't true.
Okay.
But he still got fired. He couldn't go against Vince McMahon's lawyers because Vince McMahon would stretch it out so long that he would
money.
Be broke by the time.
Yeah, he's got
it's
money
done.
To stay in court.
Yeah.
We can do this forever.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he told Kevin Owens in a story, you know? But he would do that in real life.
He has done in real life.
But that's what money does. Look.
Yeah, he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
He declared bankruptcy just so he wouldn't have to pay off some bitch. And now, it's not like he's actually bankrupt. But the way he declared bankruptcy, it means that he doesn't have to pay out a debt because he doesn't have the money.
And he really said something. No, all the pictures and the videos you see, that's for my character. That's the character building.
He's such a dick. Yo, if you have him on Instagram, he is the funniest.
I love 50 Cent.
Guy.
He's
50
the best
Cent,
in the game, man.
He's so funny.
He even said it on a talk show. He's like, he goes, because she asked him about the bankruptcy, and he said, I just wanted to get away from this case. That's why I declared bankruptcy.
I think he just wanted to end it all, because the thing was going back and forth.
Yeah, with the case and everything else.
Too long.
But he goes, that doesn't mean I didn't have money.
God, I love this dude, man.
That's what he said live.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
The jar rules still.
The way
I'm never
he said
get
it,
over that one.
That's what he said. The way he said it, it's like, it doesn't mean I don't have money. I all I hear in my head, I get money.
Money I got.
I get it.
Yeah, I run New York. Oh,
yeah,
he's
I'm
so
telling
serious.
You.
Oh, but he could be a real dick.
Yep.
But
But you know what? Like Gary said, he is a fucking genius.
Yeah, man. When it comes to this shit,
business. Oh my god.
I wish his protege would have done better. He's now he's R. Kelly's inmate. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh boy.
Or Stitchin 6ix9ine, as we like to call him now.
Yeah. Oh
yes.
I call him the walking
podcast.
Skittle.
I
walking
wonder if
Skittles.
He played 21 questions for his bitch.
You know what I mean?
You walk out on me, bitch.
Well, that dude's in jail too. He's supposedly gonna get out. That's what I'm hearing. I don't know if it's true or not.
Within a couple of years, because he snitched on everybody.
It's terrible.
Everybody.
I feel sorry for him.
They had to move him out of general population.
God, he's got to move off the planet. What are you talking
about?
He's
such a sexy bitch. Guy, anyways, with his long hair and his colorful rainbow and his.
Nah. Witness protection? Come on. And there's no way he's getting witness protection.
Yeah, that's what they said. He's going to get witness protection.
Yeah, he's got to move to Siberia. Where there's never been a Crip or Blood ever on that soil. Like,
yeah, you know what's so funny? Can't you move to Alaska? Because they have types of Crips and all that shit.
There's nowhere he could go, really. Yeah. Wherever there's rap music, there's going to be a gang member.
You could thank Gangland for that. Right, Nick?
Sure.
Alaska.
Antarctica. Antarctica. Santa turns out to be the blood leader.
Yeah, I mean, he's the blood leader live guy. He's like, what? Do you just come up here and you'll be safe?
I heard you running your mouth, though.
Yo, Rudolph, take care of this bitch.
Fuck! Mrs. Claus be like, this the pussy?
He calls back to do the judge. Yeah, it's done.
You know why they call me Santa Claus? Because I have a clause on your life.
Put it in the bag.
It's a clause in your contract.
Wow. Clause in your contract. Jeez, Reeves on the keys.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean. And that's how you do it.
See? Right? Some coordination. Yeah.
I'll try.
Who else is in jail?
I love this guy.
Is in jail?
Who else is? No, wait, no. You know who's not in jail? Robert Kraft.
That's true.
How is he not? I
don't know who that is.
No, okay, he's this football owner, right?
Oh, the Patriots?
Yeah, and he's supposed to.
He went to the
massage parlor?
Yeah, a rub and tug before the Super Bowl. Look out of here. You know what bothers me about that? Is that if it was a regular schmegular, like, say, for example, it's my uncle. He did it. He'd be in jail already.
Yeah.
This guy, fuck you.
And then we would say, we busted a human trafficking ring.
But I
don't get it. Then we made headline news. Instead of the human trafficking anything, it's like Robert Kraft, rub and tug.
Right? But why can't, like, for someone of his stature or whatever the fuck you want to call it, he has enough money to like know some people who know some people that can get some bitches that can
bring it
to his.
Let's bring it back to the hotel.
What was he trying to? I want to feel like what it's like to be regular. I want a regular girl.
I want
like,
a regular.
Walked into the fucking rub and tug.
Isn't he married?
No, his wife passed away recently.
Oh, okay.
No, he's married to a fucking 39-year-old.
He's dating.
Like a 38-year-old, like,
yeah,
he dates young women now.
That's what I'm saying. So, because why?
It's because he's lonely. I think he's old and
lonely. My ass.
That's
what it is.
Lonely, my ass.
People, okay? If I was of his stature and I wanted to hire some fucking guy to come, like, do whatever,
but
I'm not gonna go to like the mini mart down the street, okay?
Dude, you got money. Have some class.
Right. Imagine the guy, old dude with
a
little suit, comes up to this young ass chick.
Page.
Hey, baby. Want a rub and tug?
You know I own the Patriots.
Want to tug my rug?
You own the Patriots. Imagine the girl. You own the Patriots, right? Yeah, sure, bitch. Get out of my face.
Yeah.
No, but I'm sure it's not his first rodeo. Like, for sure, like, there should be some kind of paper, like, hey, you've seen him, but you didn't see him. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe. But, I mean, they're trying to say he wasn't the target. He just happened to be caught there.
Who? Remember you told me who
like
does
Lamar
that?
Odom.
No, don't talk about it. Don't just stop right there. Don't even just gloss over it.
Okay.
No, yeah. I know what you're going to say.
30 minutes.
And we can't talk about that one.
Lamar Odom, he got stuck in the bordello.
Yeah.
He just so happened to do too much coke that one time in that one place accidentally.
Yo, speaking of ball players, that recent one, Tristan Thompson.
Oh, yeah, Lord. Man.
Damn.
Now he's fucking the girlfriend's, like,
the girlfriend's
sister,
best friend.
Sister.
It's his girlfriend's friend's best friend.
It's girlfriend's
sister's
best friend.
Okay, so Khloe's Khloe Kardashian's sister's best friend.
So,
it's Kylie Jenner's
best friend. There you go. That,
whatever.
Oh yeah.
My God.
We figured this out.
People don't know who Kylie Jenner is. Right? Like,
I don't
that's
know.
The makeup one.
I just,
right?
I wish I didn't know.
That's the one that
has
Travis Scott's baby.
Yeah,
yes, it's Travis
Storm.
Scott.
Storm.
Stormy? Oh, my
Storm,
God.
Stormy? The baby's name?
We're going to have some weird sounding people, like, in the future. Nope. So, what's your name? The.
What?
Is that, like, V-E-E?
You need, like, the, like, D-E, like, D-D? He's like, no, the, T-H-E, the.
Oh, V. I heard V.
What did he Asante
you?
You
see? You see?
Yeah, okay. Because he didn't love from the start.
The. What did he Asante you?
Exante. This is my son, Exante Gu.
No, I like the chapeau because then you really, or no, the two.
No, I'm talking about D with the Exante Gu on the E.
Exante Gu on the E.
Not name Exante Gu.
That would be a wicked name, though.
This guy thought
this
it was
son,
name.
This is my son, Exante Gu.
I went to E. Exante Gu. It sounds like a pasta.
Ah, what? What, some ragu guy?
Yeah, yeah, some ragu guy.
Here's some Exante Gu.
Yeah. With some ragu.
Some ragu.
Fucking ghetto-ass shit.
Ragu exante goo.
Right, we're just gonna stop, trashing my fucking country here, you know?
Which
pasta.
One? Which one? With pasta?
No, we're loving pasta. We're laughing at exante goo.
We just gave a new name to one. Exante goo.
French people don't do pasta.
Exante goo. You have to say it like that.
Wow, okay,
French
now we have to edit
don't
that
know
out.
Pasta.
Say what?
French people don't know pasta.
Hey, well,
oh, okay,
we're not
sorry.
Gonna start that war.
You could just say
they put carrots in their fucking sauce. Who does that?
Oh, damn.
I do
something. He's like, all right, there, Susan.
That's more of a carrot.
We're gonna get some emails about that one.
We're never getting emails
it's
about
okay.
that one.
Okay, George will handle it.
George. George from Human Resources.
He's the one that takes the punches.
Do you know what I mean?
George is some fucking like little thing that goes deep. D.
No, no. Actually, he's like,
whoa, whoa. I don't know what kind of George you got.
You know what I mean?
But...
What, did you pick that one at a store somewhere?
No, I don't know.
Downtown?
I don't know. I thought it was that's what George was.
George?
D.
At Super Six.
I love you still doing
he's
it.
He's still like...
You know that thing
your
that keeps going up and down?
Serious?
What
I
thing that
get
keeps
your mind
going up
out
and
the
down?
Gutter, man.
How can you help her? You're saying the thing that goes up and down.
That reminds me of that Subway joke you put out. That Subway joke you put out on the fucking Chilling with Villains there.
Which one?
With the inches and everything else. 2 inches, 3 inches, 4 inches.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they were talking about subs.
Yeah.
The whole
get
time.
Your mind out the gutter. That's yes.
Bank cards.
It's
just proof that 3.5 inches can please women.
Bank cards. It's true.
3.5 inches.
It's all it takes. Just remember that.
Have no fear. You're richer than you think.
Oh shit.
I'm blessed.
This guy, I am blessed!
Oh my god!
Oh shit.
Just made your day.
Fucking for real though. I'm not for real no more.
He's like, damn. He's like, woo!
Fucking the monkey just flew out the window.
Right out the window. Hit its face on the way out. Didn't even get past the first step.
He was doing a Geraldo with no,
up and down.
What's his name? No,
what?
Whoa. Can't walk on his legs and shit. Alright. So we're gonna mosey on out. This is fun. But I'm tired. It's very warm. These lights are frying me up.
Wake up!
Bitch, fry!
I want fried chicken.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, now you want fried chicken?
He's talking about how he's cooking and she's like,
Fried chicken.
That's kind of morbid.
And the laugh. Fuck that. Did
yeah,
you
hear know. You see Jessica move.
Evil
move,
fucking villain over here.
And she she's not like, not even. No. She's just like,
yeah, I know. It's kind of evil laugh, though. Like, yo.
She's getting worse.
Alright, so I'm fear for my safety. We're going to get out of here.
Don't.
It won't hurt at all.
We're gonna give a shout out to Khadijah.R on Instagram. Shout out to Kareem Reed on SoundCloud.com and Reams on the Keys on Instagram. Be sure to listen to that EP. It's on Spotify. It's on SoundCloud. Check it out. Stuff on us, where you can find us and information about us. We're on Facebook, Beams, Vids, and State Show. We're on Instagram as well at
Chilling with Villains.
Our favorite place to be. You're watching us live right now. We're on SoundCloud. We're going to put up some old stuff on the SoundCloud. We don't have the last episode uploaded. This one's going to be uploaded probably before the last one.
Yeah, technical difficulties.
Yeah, yeah, totally that fucked that one up. File. But we're gonna get on that one. You have any complaints? You don't like the show? We still don't care. But still, go ahead. Send an email. Maybe we'll read it on the show.
Maybe.
ChillingWithVillains@gmail.com. I think that's about it. Any other shout-outs? Anybody got a shout-out? No?
No.
No shout-outs? It's okay. It's okay. It's all Without further ado, this is Gary DeVille leaving the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah.
And a think tank in the house.
Bye.
Jess Filman.
Hey.
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
And that's all we got to say about that shit.
Bitch.